All right, fine. I'll be a gracious host. How you doing?
Little Mermaid is the scariest Disney movie by far, though.
Why the hell is Ace Blade in your Kickstarter?
Some comics. I'm getting controversial today. We're gonna get controversial today with.
My proudest moment is this interview and being able to talk to you two.
Ladies and gentlemen, wait, what?
What is going on? Where's my video? What happened to my video?
I don't know. What is that?
I don't know. My camera just is like freaking out for some reason.
It was working just fine before we started.
Wow.
Ladies and gentlemen, children of all ages, the Four Tales podcast in collaboration with Taurus Comics and Fourth Wall Productions proudly presents what episode is this?
87th.
The 87th episode of the Four Tales podcast. I am your host, Kyron Silva. Your host, Danny J. Quick from Fourth Wall Productions. Next to me is the green glamour of Taurus Comics. Kyron, well, he would be next to me if he wasn't having technical difficulties all of a sudden. I don't know what's going on. I'm telling y'all, we did pre-show checks and everything was working fine.
Everything was working perfectly fine. I'm gonna drop out and drop back in, see if that helps.
You're gonna go out and come back in. Okay. Yeah. I'll fill the time. You know how I do. What's going on, everybody? How y'all doing? What's going on, everybody? So I'm live right now on Twitch, YouTube, the TikTok, on the Agents of Geekdom Network. And we got a good show ready for y'all. Yeah, he did. He must have broke it. He must have broke it. Cause I don't know what happened. Uh-oh.
Oh, what the hell is that? What is going on?
That was a video montage. Oh no, that's a you got hacked. You in the Matrix, Kyron.
It's like it's trying to work itself out, too.
You are in the Matrix. Bruh.
Hey, this reminds me like a 90s music video right now.
Bruh, absolutely. Okay, you got this is what it usually looks like when they have the people in the rooms and they're trying to program them. Like they got their eyes eyes taped open and they got them in a room and they're making them watch like clips of thousands of things trying to program them into a certain mind state. I mean, if that's what we got to do to get people to watch the show, like a Clockwork Orange. Okay. If that's what we got to do to get people to watch the show, I mean, I'm down for it. But you know, hey,
can you hear me though?
I can hear you. I can hear you just fine. I can't see you though. Yeah, you still got the.
This is stupid.
You still got the main people. You wanna you want to do it without the video? Well, and then when you take your video down, it disappears.
I have no idea what's going on. This was working.
Working just fine before you hit the start button. And now we're 5 minutes into the show.
All right. Well,
I don't know. I don't know what's going on.
Some sugar booger. That's what it is.
Some sugar booger. Sugar booger? Booger sugar. Oh,
booger sugar? Sugar booger?
The best brand.
Whatever it is, it's good. It's
the best brand in the world. Yes, Kyron's computer is definitely on that Coke. William Withers, what's up, man? Good to see you in the comments. On TikTok, we got the Nerdy Geek Life in here. he says log out and log back in. Or, you know, just turn the whole computer off and turn it back on. That seems to usually work. What's up, Justin? It's good to see you in the comments. This week we got a young creator, a new. Well, I ain't gonna say young and new. He's got a couple of titles under his belt now, but you know, it's always great to have some new talent in the indie community, and you know, if we can get Kyren's situation figured out, you know, we'll get him on here.
I can bring him on. That's no problem. You want to talk to him?
Hey. Now he's sideways. What in the world? Whoa. What is going on?
What happened?
Whoa. All right. Is that better?
That's okay, much better, yes.
Okay, I'm about to say, what is going on with the show this week?
Can y'all hear me okay?
Yeah, I can hear you fine. I know what happened. I logged in early. I never log in early. And this is what happens when you log in early. I got here early. One time. I got my stuff prepared.
Boom, fixed it.
The right place at the right time. And then all of a sudden, the show just messes up. I need it's to like just
a,
come.
Nope. Like a weird minutes. Butterfly effect type thing. You know what I'm saying?
I need to just show up 5 minutes before we start like I usually do.
No, nope. I know what happened.
What?
It's because you're using that fancy new microphone. That's all it
that's,
is.
That might, that's what yeah. it is. See, I done came in to dang on to talk and try to do more with the podcast. I'm trying to actually do what I'm supposed to do. And we done overloaded the show.
Welcome to the show. Out here with your fancy professional microphone and just messed up my computer on the other side of the country. I was like, damn.
That's how it goes, man. That's how it goes.
Technical difficulties. You got to love them.
Absolutely. Right. So Gerald Goodwin, welcome to the show.
Hello. Hello, all. How are we doing this morning?
Not good, apparently.
Technical difficulties aside.
We're good. Glad to have you on, man. Glad that you can join us this morning. For anybody that doesn't know, Gerald is a writer. He has a book out called Kairu, right?
Kairu, Slayer of Kaiju. This is my baby right here.
Nice.
Hopefully you guys can see it real good.
Yeah.
Thank you for coming on the show.
Picture here that I can post up about it.
Yeah. Quick. Okay. Awesome. Yes, there it is. That's way better. See.
So we were told last week we had a guest, the one and only Mr. Kevin Chapman was on.
Yes, that's my dog, Kevin.
He said he's been bringing you up and trying to bring you up in the comics industry. How's he been for you?
You know what? So I'm gonna tell a funny story. So I met Kevin years ago at a local Comic-Con, and you know, I pull up to his table and I'm like, "All right, Afro Avenger. That's a dope title. I appreciate it." But low key, I can kind of like because like see when I'm really interested in something, I'll ask an inquirer and you just ask off. A shit ton of questions, you know what I'm saying? But you know, because I'm passionate about, you know, what it is that I'm focusing on at the time. And low key, I can kind of tell that he was annoyed, but you know, being like the great gentleman that he is, you know, he stuck with it. But I could just tell like there were like times in his facial expression like, oh my god, if this kid doesn't shut up.
Kevin's always annoyed though, so that's okay.
Yeah, that's just his normal face.
Resting annoyed face. But I mean, honestly, it was a blessing for me because I was able to see and look at like a comic that was made, you know, by local talent, and it low-key inspired me, you know what I'm saying? Because I've always been a storyteller. Back at, you know, at the wee age of like six, I was writing, I wasn't publishing them, but I was writing and drawing comics at the age of six. But I just didn't know how to like do it professionally, so to speak, obviously, because I was a child. But looking at that as a reference, that really helped kickstart and, you know, jumpstart my, drive even more, you know what I'm saying? So,
okay.
That's a common thing that I see with a lot of creators, like, especially black creators. We go to these comic book conventions and we see people doing the things, and you know, it might not even be something that you thought you could do. Like, it might not be something that you ever thought of doing before, but then when you see somebody doing it, you're like, oh shoot, that's a possibility for me. I want to do that thing. And it's always good to have inspiration.
It's like you're saying representation matters, Danny.
It's like I'm saying that without saying it.
Yeah, I mean, what the hell?
I picked up on that low key too myself.
All right, so let's talk about your book. What is it about this that you wanted to make this into a comic book?
Well, or do you call it a manga? Because I've seen you call it manga on your
Yes, that's true. Yes. So it started out as a manga. Like, I wanted to try manga style with again, like, these. So the illustrators that I, you know, connected with, you know, my first dog, his name is Jacob Herring. He was the first illustrator. And however, the thing about it is, you know, Jacob's, his schedule, you know, just came, you know, too, you know, just became too busy over time. And so now I'm working with my best friend, which is, you know, a blessing, because just a year ago, I'm like, you know what? Yeah, I got a friend that, you know, drew all the time. And I'm like, hey, you want to do a comic? He's like, sure. His name is Ramon Morales. So okay. Now I don't even want to, I don't think it's technically a manga at this point. Now it's like more so like a traditional, like standard, you know, like, I guess American comic per se, you know what I'm saying? But it did, yes, it did start off as a manga, to answer your question.
Okay. And for anybody that hasn't read the book, can you describe it to them so we can know what we're getting into?
Yeah, no doubt. So essentially it's about, to give you like the brief synopsis, it's about a boy that attains this alien suit via this alien abduction scenario. very, very comical alien subduction, alien abduction. Holy cow, I'm tired. Alien abduction scenario. And there's a lot of, see, the story, it doesn't take itself too seriously at all. I mean, there's a lot of comedic elements in it. So while they're trying to abduct this kid, you know, they're slipping on like his toys in the room. You know what I'm saying? I wish I had submitted those pictures a little earlier in the week to, like, you know, give you the pictures that I'm talking about. But they're slipping in like toys in the room. They're like, you idiot, you know, watch what you're doing. And then, you know, in the midst of them arguing, you know, he wakes up and he's like, what is going on here? So he tries to, you know, run out the door, and then they capture him. And then at some point after that, they, of course, they abduct him, but they're not like doing like any weird, you know, creepy experimentation on him. They, you know, they bestow to him like this suit, like, hey, you know, here's this suit. We think you're worthy of trying this suit on, you know. So obviously there's implications that they have like this plan down the line, but he doesn't know it at the time. However, he sees the suit like, yo, this is cool. This is dope. It's like, it's nanotech, you know, it can transform. It can, you know, it can shrink and or expand along with his body. So again, he's able to become giant and, you know, slay and defeat these kaiju threats that are running rampant in his nation.
Okay, so the kaijus were there before the story started. So the kaijus were already a problem.
Yes, and, yes. Okay. So in issue two, so issue two is like a slight origin story. Well, there's scenes in there that kind of like aid in like his background, so to speak. It's not exactly an origin story, because an origin story would probably take the whole issue, but there's clips that actually, you know, assist with like his backstory. And I wanted to ultimately tell a story about someone who had PTSD / survivor's guilt. Because we learn in issue two, I don't want to give you the whole details, but like we learned that Kairu, he's just experiencing these atrocities happening to him. You know, he's seeing people get, you know, murdered and just like torn to shreds by these kaijus, and he makes it out alive, but he's not able to like do anything at the time because he doesn't have the suit. So fast forward a couple scenes later, and we jump right back into him with the suit in the midst of this epic showdown. You know what I'm saying? So ultimately, I wanted to include kaijus and giant monsters in my title because, you know, this is what I'm passionate about. But I also wanted to make a story for, I believe, the common reader, if that makes sense.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. Now, are kaijus the only real threat in the series?
No, but I don't know if I want to get too deep. Okay, so there's a certain alien species that you'll find you know, down the line as the issues, you know, progress, there's a certain alien species that, you know, reside deep in the unimaginable fathoms of space that are planning and plotting and scheming low key.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
But yeah, so to answer your question, no, they're not the only threat, but, you know, we do have to also take into consideration that there's aliens do exist, you know, in this reality or in the reality that I created. So yeah, okay. You got to keep your mind open about that as well.
Gerald, I got a question from TikTok. The Nerdy Geeky Life says that he loves the world building and the PTSD inclusion, but he wants to know what year time period does this take place in?
You know what? I'm glad somebody asked that. So honestly, I wanted to purposely not address a specific time frame because I didn't want to risk, I guess, dating myself, you know, if that makes sense.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And I just wanted to stick with what I consider to be most relevant. So, you know, we have, let me also give you a little breakdown and or dissection about his household background, so to speak. So he lives with two parents. He's the only child thus far. And, you know, all we really need to know is that he's trying to balance his life of going to school, which is, you know, parents aren't too thrilled. You can only imagine, you know, he's a sixth grade boy. You know what I'm saying? They're not too thrilled about him being a superhero. In fact,
he's a youngin.
Yeah. 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 And so, like, we find out in issue 3 that his pops just straight up tells him, nah, I'm done with this. You know what I'm saying? But he finds a loophole on how to, you know, basically do like some Peter Parker type stuff and like sneak out into the night and still do the superhero thing. So as you can already imagine, like he's trying to balance, you know, the responsibility or anything that he deems important in his heart. But, you know, obviously his parents aren't with it. You know what I'm saying? I mean, who really would, you know?
Okay.
I feel you. All right. So how long do you see this, Cairo going on? Is it, do you got it planned for like a short run, like a manga would be, you know, a straight up start, middle, ending, or do you want to do an ongoing series more like a traditional superhero comic?
I would like to continue this. I would like to have this continue and or expand as long as it could. I mean, honestly, I already have, not trying to toot my own horn, right? Yuck. But no, I already have a decent following that, you know, is always, they're always asking me questions like, oh my God, when is the next issue coming up? When's the next issue coming up? So again, I'm not going to say that the interest is never going to die, but I don't foresee it like ending too soon. Like I can easily see this expanding past 10 or 15 issues, at least.
All right, that's a good run there. We have a question here from Mr. Chat Daddy TV. He says, ask Gerald who wins between Godzilla and Spider-Man. I'm assuming this is an inside joke between two of y'all.
He knows I can't pick. Oh. I can't. I love them both. They're both dear in my heart. He knows I can't pick. Okay. Cruel joke, but that's definitely a Kevin joke right there.
Kevin will do that to you. Kevin will make you choose between your two favorite things and be like, one of them gotta die. That's all right, though. So, okay. So, what about you, though? So, we talked about your comic. What was it that made you want to get into comics? I know you said that Kevin was your inspiration, but what were some of your favorite comics growing up? What were some of your favorite, you know, anime and manga?
Okay, yeah. I'm glad you asked. So, no, because I always like to put people on in case they never heard of my favorite characters, right? Even though I'm pretty sure everyone's heard of this character. So, back in the year 2002, you know, you had this awesome movie called Sam Raimi's Spider-Man. And, you know, my pops took me to see this movie, obviously. I was a youngin', obviously, but after I seen that film, like my entire perception of the superhero genre was just like changed in a big, major positive way after that. After that, I started finding myself like writing and drawing, you know, obviously like little kid comics more often after that. You know, Spider-Man was everything. I mean, he still is, I mean, in my opinion. And then, of course, when it comes to like manga and anime, Dragon Ball all day. I'm sorry. And a lot of people will say, oh, which I can't fathom why or how, but a lot of people will say, Dragon Ball, man, it's got such shitty writing. I'm like, bro, have you seen the Namek saga? Have you seen the Cell saga? Like, come on now.
Listen, I'm one of those people. So I love Dragon Ball Z. I love Dragon Ball Z growing up, just like anybody who was watching Toonami back in the 90s and early 2000s loves Dragon Ball Z. I'm one of those people. Dragon Ball Z, say what, cool. But, and this happens with all media, because the stories are going to get better. The characters are going to be more in depth, because they're going to base it off of, you know, things that they saw in the past. So because Naruto came out and My Hero Academia came out, like when I go back and watch Dragon Ball Z, I'm like, yo, this story did not have as much depth as I thought they did. These stories were not as deep as I really thought they were. They were just, I mean, it's not, it was
you
not,
you can't that compare the two though, like that though.
No, I yeah, mean, you can't compare the two. But when I'm trying to get my kid, I'm like, yo, y'all need to check out Dragon Ball Z, you know, whatever. And my kids are like, what? Like, they're going back and watching, they're like, like, this dude's powering up for 8 episodes trying to.
Like, there is a repetitiveness with Dragon Ball.
There is
sort of just the same cycle of new villain. Everybody needs to get stronger. They defeat the villain over and over again. So there is Goku a repetitiveness in it.
It's like a transformation contest at some point. Like, oh, you have this ultra transformation. Well, where do you see my ultra transformation? You know what I'm saying?
No, you need to see my super ultra transformation. My super ultra transformation 3. It's like, okay, all right. But that's where we get things like power scaling from. Like when we grow as a society and we grow as writers and creators, like we realize, okay, there's a way to do those things that we loved in stories, but also give the characters, you know, a little more depth too. So like with Naruto, like the clans and like the philosophies that were behind each one of the villages, and you know, all of that stuff was pretty cool to me. And then you got My Hero, who's doing all of that stuff within like 6 seasons.
I'm glad you brought up Naruto though, because while I do like Naruto and I do invest some of my money into like some of the merch, like the clothes and like, you know, I got a Naruto hoodie somewhere. You know. I'm still in the early episodes, and the reason why is because like I hate soap operas. Like Naruto, like it does come off like a soap opera. I ain't even gonna hold you. Like, oh my god. Like honestly, Naruto is heavy on using like his talk no jutsu. I'm sorry. Like, we're the same, man. We the same. We here. And you know, the villain is just looking at him like he's contemplating, and I'm like, really, can y'all just get back to fighting? But again, it really just depends on somebody's taste, you know what I'm saying?
I mean, yeah, it depends on what you like. Like that's but again, that's why there's still great anime that's focused on the fighting. I mean, people like One Punch Man and like I just started watching Hunter x Hunter last night.
That's a good one.
Kids put me on. Well, I've been hearing people say, yo, this is one of the best anime ever, you know, whatever. So I just started watching it last night. But, you know, I'm getting into it. I can't tell what kind of anime it is yet. But, you know, I like it so far. So, you know, it just depends on and Goofy is saying One Piece is real. So, you know, it's one of them things, man. So,
yeah.
It's good to have
Netflix variety. A couple days ago, man. It's actually pretty good.
You saw what?
One Piece. They just released it on.
Oh, is that the live action one?
Came out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm going to check it out.
Because I'm not. Kevin. Kevin's in the chat saying Kyren's messing up 3 black dudes with glasses podcast. I get that. I did not want to wear my glasses right now.
And he was just talking about changing the name last week, and then gonna come on without his glasses. Get your life together, Kyren.
I'm sorry. It's just my eyes hurt. I didn't want to wear it right now. I don't have to wear it all the time.
You want to know what's even sadder though? I'm so blind to the point where I didn't notice that until something was said about it. I just assumed he had glasses on.
That's terrible.
I did have them on earlier and I took it off. I was like, I don't want to wear it right now. So that's all.
Gotcha.
That's all. Kevin's just noticing. Yes.
I refuse. Somebody in the comment, somebody on TikTok asked about One Piece. It's just too much. Like, there's certain anime or manga that, like, episodes. If I'm so late to it, I'm not going to watch it until it's over. When it's over, I'll probably watch it. But just like what was that Star Trek show? I love Star Trek, but it was four seasons in when I ran into The Next Generation, and I was like, when it's over, I'll watch it. And thankfully I did. It was great.
Yeah. I do that as well. I mean, especially since streaming is a big thing, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's right on the streaming net.
So at this point, Danny just said he's never going to watch One Piece because they're never going to end that thing.
Exactly. Yeah.
Never going to end that.
It'll never be over.
See, and this is why I really appreciate being on like this live right now, because like I love like the Blur community. Like, don't get me wrong. Like, it's great being able to like talk this stuff. I mean, speak about these things like, with my fiance or like my family members, but like you can talk your head off all day, but like low key, they don't really get it. They're like, oh, okay, that's Goku and he's trying to be the next Hokage. Okay, cool. You know what I'm saying? you can tell they don't really get it. So this is great. This is like a breath of fresh air.
Nice. Well, we do want to talk more about you though. This is a podcast about you.
Yes.
So we're working on Kairu. Outside of that, what else can we expect from you?
At this point, I mean, I am currently developing a new script for something that has more traditional superhero elements, as opposed to like something that's like, you know, a bootleg Power Rangers. But no, I am working on something, but the title is in development right now. I can't really like give you a title, but like to give you a brief synopsis, is about this. It's about this older black gentleman who is a superhero by night, and you know, he works by day, but he's a superhero by night. But suddenly he's like all of a sudden he's suddenly like segued into like this random apocalypse. And see, and that's the thing. I love stories that have like a random apocalypse to it, you know, aka Walking Dead, you know what I'm saying? So he's randomly thrown into this random doomsday scenario, and I just want to see how like his life will adapt and grow for the better and or worse in this apocalyptic scenario. So I'm also writing a story about that. It's in the making right now.
Okay. Now, outside of comics, you also do, which I was fine, interested to find out, is you do something sort of like your own TED Talk in a way on Stereo, where you just talk about random things like that.
Yes, I'm glad you brought up Stereo. Awesome. So yeah, me and my boys, the Stereo gang, that's what I call it, especially with my man's Mark Caney. I'm giving him a real quick shout out. We cover a variety of different topics on Stereo in terms of like anything pertaining to like geek culture, you know, or pop culture. Sometimes every now and then random celebrity news, sometimes news topics as well. But again, I don't really like news and politics, but that's just me. That's just me.
You'll get there. You'll get there, young man.
As I get older.
You'll get there as you get older. Like I was running away from politics for such a long time, and now it's just like, I should probably care about this stuff that affects my life a lot.
Yeah, we really That's need fair. To talk about how young this man is, though. Because like, he was talking about his dad. His dad took him to go watch Spider-Man. I'm like, damn it. I remember taking my wife, at you know, girlfriend at the time, to watch it.
How old are you, for real?
I am, you might as well say I'm 30 at this point. I'm pushing 30.
Okay, yeah.
He's pushing 30, six. Like.
Give about 5-6 more years, you'll start thinking about politics in a different way. Like, why am I paying off? What is up with the taxes? Why is that so expensive? What is going on?
That's fair. That's fair.
Shoot. No.
But I guess, and that's, that actually segues into another topic. So when it comes to Kairu, you know, I notice a lot of creators these days, they insert a lot of, you know, different political elements and or aspects in their crafts. Mm-hmm. Me personally, like, so I just want to like give a brief spoiler right now live. I mean, there's not really a whole ton of like political symbolism and or like themes in Kairu. Not at this time. It's really because I wanted to like kind of like purposely stay away from that, because I feel, and again, everybody has like their own belief and or creed about it, but I go to comics to escape, you know what I'm saying? I go to comics to escape reality. I come to comics to be entertained. So, you know,
I hear you, but I don't think you'll know if there's much politics in it until you get further in there. I think we all write from our experiences and from what we enjoy. Right. But we enjoy different things, you know, based on the way that we grew up. So, you know, some of your experiences may leak into your comics and you don't even know it. Like, it might not even be intentional. You might get 10 issues in and be like, why is Kairu fighting against the police all the time? Why is this happening? What's going on?
But that also comes with more experience in life. As he gets older, he's going to experience different things.
Yeah.
So exactly. He's a young buck still. So his view on things are going to change as he gets older. So
yeah. That's fair.
You're going to get 10 issues in and be like, wait a minute, what do the aliens really represent in life? I was actually writing philosophy all along.
It is funny how the subconscious does work, though. So who knows? I mean, you know, I could be working on something right now. Like, that's a low-key a message. And I'll come across it like 3 years from now. I'm like, yo, what was really going on here?
It's not really, and it's not that it necessarily will be political. It's just, you know, experiences. Like, the stuff that people say is political in comics is really just good versus evil. Everything, anything that has good versus evil in it can be seen as political, because there's something that's good and there's something that's bad, and the good character is fighting against the bad stuff. So anything that we put out that has those themes of good and evil in it is going to be seen as political by somebody who's looking for it. So, you know,
don't get me wrong. I love to include and address like certain real world, issues and or topics. Don't get me wrong. I just don't like when I don't want it like oversaturated. I feel like it takes away, you know what I'm saying?
You want it to be more subtle and not just right in your face.
Yeah.
Thank you.
We got you.
Which brings me back to my, you know, next thought. I mean, ultimately, Kairu, it's a story. Like, Kairu himself represents humanity, and I wanted to write a story that
political.
Kairu, he represents humanity. I wanted to write a story that basically represented how humankind, when they put their mind to like any obstacle, they can overcome it via using, you know, creativity, tenacity, and or strength. You know, I mean, the kaijus themselves, they represent you know, horrific problems or real world dilemmas in the real world. You know what I'm saying? Like, this random kaiju attack, that can be a symbol for, you know, whatever problem that you want to, like, you know, categorize it as. You know what I'm saying? So I guess low key it does have like certain underlying messages.
Yeah, no, give humanity a giant mech suit and they can do anything. Yeah. that's All right. So now it's time for my favorite part of the show. Quick takes. We are going to Gerald, if you've never seen the show before, Quick Takes is a rapid Q&A session where we
ask you five questions about politics.
Questions about politics, and you got to answer them off the top of your head. No.
I was ready.
Who you voting for? No, I'm just playing. All right. Go ahead, Kyron. I'm ready when you are. Quick takes. All right. So I've done a deep dive into your social media, which is actually very fairly not. You don't really got a lot of social media that I could find, but I was able to find some cool stuff that you do. And I wanted to ask you, Danny, please change your picture. What picture?
Oh, in Quick Takes?
No, that is the picture. That is the picture. There will be no changing it. I want to get back to that side shoot and put on some weight since then. Anyway, yeah. So question number one. This is one that we ask a lot of creators the first time we have them on. Kyren's tired of this question, but I'm going to keep asking it until somebody gives the right answer.
Wait, don't throw me under the bus. I'm not tired of it. I just already know what the answer is going
to
be.
I was about to say, is he really low-key tired about it?
No, I just know what the answer is already.
So, as creators, we all love when our stuff impacts other people. Yes. And I want to know if you could have, you know what? I'm going to ask it differently. If you could have,
you going to change it up. All right.
If you could have 100 people do fan art of your character or one person do cosplay of your character, which one would you choose and why?
Okay. Like an individual that I know personally. I hate to show favoritism here. Probably be my cousin because he did this awesome illustration of my character. Like, and I actually spoke to him briefly. I'm like, yo, I need to put this on a shirt. This would actually be a really kick-ass shirt. So, you know, maybe later after the show, I'll give you guys like a, you know, a snippet of that picture because it's really awesome. But my, you know, my cousin David White.
Okay. So your cousin do 100 fan arts over one person doing cosplay. I love it. I love it. See, Kyren, that's a different answer than we normally got, right?
I mean, I was hoping it was different though.
Yeah, the answer is different because you changed it up at the last moment though.
That's right. Gotta change it up. Got to. Hey, even the folks on TikTok are choosing fan art now. That's what I'm talking about.
we gotta figure out a way to connect our TikTok to this because this is ridiculous.
Yeah, we gotta figure it out.
The only thing we get on Twitch is those random Russian people. Just
<You're> right. All right, question number two, Gerald. 10 years from now, where do you see yourself in comics or manga?
10 years from now, and again, this is assuming we live in a perfect world. 10 years from now, I imagine Kairu, Slayer of Kaiju, will probably be at a point where it finally gets its feet wet in terms of animation, be it like some type of YouTube cartoon, or hopefully an animated cartoon on maybe per se, fingers crossed, Cartoon Network. Hopefully, you know, we'll see.
Nice.
Hopefully, you know, we can expect like some type of Toonami debut. You know what I'm saying?
Yes. There are a lot of up and coming animation studios coming out here, too. Yeah. So, hey, we're doing it. That's a great possibility. All right. Now, this is where we really find out where your allegiances lie. Okay. Question number three. I want you to tell me who wins between Afro Avenger and Kairu in a battle to the death.
To the death.
And why?
Only to the death. Come on now.
To the
death. One of them got to die. Who's winning?
I mean, do any of them receive prep time?
Receive what?
Do prep any time. Of them? Yeah.
Like Batman prep time.
Yeah.
No prep time. No prep time. Oh. Just running up on each other.
Well, honestly, you know what? I mean, since Kairu, because his suit is nanotechnology and like, honestly, it can like fold and expand, you know, at will. And it's basically a suit that can do any and everything. I'm going to give it to Kairu. I'm sorry, kid.
Oh, hey, Afro Avenger's dead. Kairu kills Afro Avenger, man.
But I've read enough. See, and that's why I asked about prep time, because I've read enough issues of Afro Avenger. He's very crafty. Very crafty.
He's a crafty ninja.
Yeah. So given the prep time, I don't know. But yeah, no prep time. I'm sorry. Yeah.
He's an Afro
Yeah.
Hilarious. Okay. All right.
This is a new question. On the bus.
Question number four. There's a new question I'm wanting to ask most indie creators and see what your thoughts on it. So, the indie community, you know, we all support each other and we all need support. So what is something that you can do in the indie community to support, and what is the thing that you need support with the most?
Honestly, I feel that when it comes to support, which I already do this, but I feel like I can go ahead and purchase more, merch and or material from certain artists, because, and you know, there's still some stuff that I'm sleeping on. You know, I used to pride myself all the time in like supporting and buying and visiting certain, you know, sites from indie creators. Mm-hmm. Now it's tricky. It's a little bit trickier because, you know, obviously I'm trying to like, you know, jumpstart my own brand, but I need to get back into doing that as well. And can you repeat the second question?
Time's up.
Mm-mm. Oh, nope. Never mind.
And if you want to support, you can go to my website, Wait, crap. No, my Kickstarter is over. Damn it. Never mind. Forgot. Never mind.
It was, you know, what do you need help with? How you can help others, and what do you need help with?
Honestly, I'm pretty self-sufficient, but if, you know, I always appreciate a nice share and follow, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, absolutely. A little share and a little follow, that goes a long way.
Go a long way. It definitely does. All right. So now is the climax of the quick takes.
Whoa,
we do it. This is the climax of quick takes. It's the fifth question.
Damn, the fifth question
in quick takes is the climax. Because we all want to know what your top five is in something. So if you don't know, we'll do it. And I keep saying we because Kyron's always either in the comments or sending out emails or producing some way. Mm-hmm. So we do another show called Top Five Live where we do a top five list every week. So I want to get you, our guest, to do a top five off the top of your head. And I want to know, what are your top five kaiju/dinosaur movies?
Ooh. Whew. So many. Okay.
45 seconds.
All right. So top five that I would recommend to anybody would probably be Gojira. Oh, my favorite?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. Gojira 1954. Godzilla King of the Monsters 1954. Yep. Godzilla King of the Monsters 2019.
Oh, man.
Pacific Rim, the first one.
Pacific Rim, yep. In the top five. Okay.
Kong Skull Island, and then of course Godzilla versus Kong.
No Jurassic Park.
I mean, don't get it twisted. I seen the 3D of Jurassic Park last week. Jurassic Park is definitely my shit, but I'm sorry, I'm giving you the goats.
Man, okay, all right. I thought for sure I was going to get one legit dinosaur movie in there.
I got to give you all the goats. I'm sorry. And I love dinos, but, you know.
I got to know, where does Land Before Time fall and all that? Because that's got to be like top 10, right?
Yes. Yes. No. No doubt. For real.
Littlefoot. Eat Me Fly? No.
I mean, man, they made like 20 freaking installments. Like, I'm probably exaggerating, but damn.
Oh, shoot. Body Wash says Land Before Time, man. Hey, see, Land Before Time is one of the greats, man. I don't care how old you are. I don't care where you are in life. Land Before Time always going to hit.
Listen, sure. Honestly, the death of Littlefoot's mother still traumatizes me to this day. So,
man, Kevin says 1998 Godzilla. That's one of my favorite.
He did that to, you know, grind my gears.
I really like that one.
That's a good one. And the cartoon series that spun off of that was actually pretty decent also.
Yeah, the cartoon was top notch. That was elite.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Man. Okay, man. Well, thank you so much, man. That was quick takes. Now we know a little more about you, and we know we know how to grind your gears with that 1998 Godzilla. All right, Kyron. What are you doing? Kyron is not frozen. I don't know why he's trying to act like he's frozen, because he's not.
Yo, I thought he was frozen.
This honestly, dude. I was looking at something else and just got distracted. My bad. All right.
I did like a little Dilophosaurus head turn. What's going on?
All right, Joe. Well, this has been a great time. We appreciate you being on. We want to make sure people reach out to you, buy your books, things like that. So where can everybody check you out, either online or buy your books?
The best platform for that would probably be, you know, for them to follow my Instagram at writer_man716. Again, writer_man716. Hopefully, you know, you caught the Easter egg in the name. You know, if you did, you're a cool guy. But yeah, writer_man716 is my Instagram. If you follow that, you'll be able to check the bio, and the link will be in my bio.
All right, cool. Well, Danny, since we're wrapping this up, where can people check you out?
Y'all know where to find me.
No,
the best place to go is fourthwallpros.com, where you can get any issues of Ace Blade, King Supreme, and Lumberjacks. And if you want to find me on social media, it's at The Ace Blade on all social media platforms. Kyron, where can people find you?
You can find me at Saw Comic. Hold up, wait, that's wrong now, because you can find me at tauruscomics.com. You can get all my books there. You can find me on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, also at Taurus Comics. And this is your first time checking out our podcast, you can go to our website, fourtalespodcast.com. That's number 4, T-A-L-E-S, podcast.com. Listen to our previous episodes, buy some merchandise, support us, things like that. And join us next week, same time next week, as we are going to have writer, who are we having on? Dave Tomasiano on the show. He's going to talk about his comics. So hopefully you guys can join us in. But this has been fun, you guys. Hope you guys have a great week. But until next time, sayonara, goodbye, and everybody, please take care of yourselves.
So long, folks.
I want to know what it is Quick is trying to say.